The Story Factor Podcast, episode number 6, Reflection and Flow.
Welcome to the Story Factor Podcast with Annette Simmons.
Story is the oldest form of influence in human history.
Annette is the author of The Story Factor, Territorial Games, and Whoever Tells the Best Story Wins.
When you stimulate human emotions with a story, you point those emotions in a certain direction.
Now Annette is here to help you inspire, influence, and persuade through the art of storytelling.
No one will complain if you substitute a story for a PowerPoint slide.
Notice I'm not using PowerPoint and there's no handouts. My goal is that this actually be valuable enough that you remember it.
And now your host. She once sent invitations to her birthday wrapped up around a bottle of Louisiana hot sauce. Here's Annette Simmons.
Welcome to the Story Factor Podcast. I'm Annette Simmons, and I really believe that no matter who you are or what you do, becoming a better storyteller will improve your ability to communicate and connect. I've gotten some great messages from people who are curious about storytelling, and you can add to this conversation if you like by recording a message on our Story Factor podcast feedback line at 318-479-1077. If you'd like to email me, Annette@AnnetteSimmons.com, and I'm on Twitter, so we could have a conversation that way. My handle is @TheStoryFactor. Our guest this week is Karen Dietz. This is a short podcast, but it's really, really interesting and I think valuable. Karen takes me through her story process using one of my own stories as an example and demonstrates exactly how she walks a teller through moving from just a plain old story into a process of reflection and flow. So here we are coming back to a conversation with Karen Dietz. It can sound kind of fluffy, you know, right. Or people can translate it as fluffy. What's one question has been asked, and then a story that's been told, and then the actual process of reflection and flow?
So, tell me about a time. Tell me about your best experience of being in a high-performing team.
Okay.
Could have been in high school, could have been a church experience, could have been in an organization, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just any experience, your best experience of being in a high-performing team. All right, so here's my story about that.
Okay.
All right, you share that story.
Oh, well, I'll share one.
Oh, yeah,
great. Yeah, so I was in J. Walter Thompson, and we were doing a pitch for some new business, and the group that was maybe 12 people, and we stayed up until like 2 a.m., after having changed strategy the day before the pitch, instead of going for this overall message, we decided to have one character that, and this woman who was famous, and somebody got her on the phone and she said, okay, I'll be a spokesman. And so we changed everything, focused on a character, which for me is more storytelling, you know.
Right.
Of course, I didn't know what to call it then. And we were there until 2 a.m. And I had a secretary at the time. You remember we used to have those? And named Tanya. And our back and forth with her having to change this document like 25 times, which would have driven me nuts. And a lot of times it was changing it back to what we had changed before. And she just had to keep current with us because we didn't know when we would be finished. And we laughed and we had a ball. You know, every time it was changed, it's eye roll and stuff like that. And it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. So now take me to next time.
Well, the question still remains. What did you gain out of that experience? What did that mean to you?
I realized that treating Tanya like she was the most important part of the team was my job, but it was also my pleasure.
Oh, I love that. And how has that shaped or contributed to you over the years and how you relate to people or do your work now?
Jim Collins wrote From Good to Great, and one of the factors that he found with leadership is humility. Uh-huh. And hard to be humble, particularly me. I'm so sure of everything I say, but I realized that it's in how I ask questions that demonstrates whether I think I know the answer, mm-hmm. or I really am listening for the answer. It's really impacted me in terms of my tone, my presence, and my engagement when I'm working with someone who might consider themselves as being, down the ladder from where I am. Mm-hmm. And I really try to turn that around.
See, that's great. Now, that was a nice little reflection piece.
I see, said the blind man.
And so then if you told that story again, how do you think that story might shift and change based on some of the reflections that you've done?
I think what I would do is I would put some dialogue in there about me talking to Tanya and some of the things that she said back to me. Mm-hmm. I would give some indication of in the room how fast everything was, and mm-hmm. then how I actually had to alter, my interaction, because Tanya wasn't in on why we changed the last thing, and
right.
all she knew was that I was giving her, all these changes. And so one of the things that I forgot I did was that I would tell her what had just happened.
Right.
So I might put that in the story.
Right. And then could you see yourself telling this story to different kinds of audiences and having the emphasis of the story shift and change slightly, or the key message that you
Absolutely.
Wanted to share?
Yeah. If I'm working with these residents in impoverished areas and they've been marginalized. And so if I was telling it to them, I would probably, highlight how Tanya kind of demanded respect, and when you expect it, it's more likely that you get it, because sometimes you fall into a role expecting someone to be disrespectful, and you actually end up offending them, and they become disrespectful. So the other way, in terms of talking to leaders, I would try not to sound preachy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys need to be humble is not exactly a message that
right.
So I would use more of the dialogue to make that message, and I would keep it less explicit, make it more
right.
implicit.
So there you have moved into flow.
Cool.
Because
I love you.
You are now in flow with the story and how you want to shift and change it depending on the context and the situation and the point you want to get across.
Wow. And how do you teach people to do that in a continuous process?
Well, I have what I call setting up a story laboratory.
Uh-huh.
For ourselves. It's based a lot on Doug Lipman's work of appreciative listening. And I have this whole little lecturette that I do, the difference between information questions and reflective questions.
Yeah.
And then the power of listening, and particularly appreciative listening, or listening just delightedly. And then we debrief that and we talk about how the experiences that people have in the storytelling laboratory then are a part of reflection, and how they, because they have been through that experience, they automatically start being in more flow with the story and more in flow with each other.
Right. Right. That's cool. Fantastic. Well, we've completed another week's worth of information. I think people are going to have to have some time to take that in. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Karen. So that was fun. Karen is so talented. I hope you were able to get that process so you can use it on yourself or with someone else who's also interested in how storytelling operates as a check-in process. Is this the story that you want to live? Is this a story you are living? And is it being told in the way you want it to be told? These are all good questions and help us in developing our maturity in interacting with other people, communicating with them, and making connections. give me a call. I'd love to hear how you are using storytelling to influence and inspire others. Ask a question. You can record a message on the Story Factor podcast feedback line at 318-479-1077. Please let me know if you're interested in teaching your own storytelling workshop. I'm happy to help with designs and how I've learned to avoid some common pitfalls. If you want to talk to me about coming in and doing some training, I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps a keynote for a conference, I do that all the time. Any of those things, just give me a call at 318-861-9220 or send me an email, Annette@AnnetteSimmons.com. So I hope you'll come back and listen to the next Story Factor podcast. For now, goodbye.